women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. They shall all be taught of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This line, children, occurs in today's Mass of the Ember Wednesday of summer, or the Wednesday within the octave of God the Holy Ghost, the octave of Pentecost. They shall all be, it means this, they shall all be taught by God. Now, your teaching time, teachers, and your studying time, students, well, that's coming to an end, isn't it? This is the last week of school. But the time for us to be taught never comes to an end until we die. The Holy Ghost is always teaching us in one way and another. Sometimes he teaches us by interior inspirations, which are like a fire that just comes. And you have to go along with what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. For example, today is the feast day of St. Isaac of Cordova in Spain. And he was a Christian who, under the time of the Muslims, he learned Arabic and he had a good government job, but he didn't keep it very long. He was inspired to go become a monk, and he did. And then at a certain point, out of the blue, the Holy Ghost told him, go into town and talk to such and such a judge about the Christian faith. And so he did. And of course, when Mohammed came up, he had to tell him the truth about that there, Mohammed was a false teacher and a very wicked, evil man. And because of that, he was cruelly tortured and put to death, and his head was put on a pike outside the city facing the river. But he had a special inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and he just had to do that in a very sort of a firm, strong way. But today is also the feast day of St. Cecilius, who, tradition tells us, was the teacher of St. Cyprian of Carthage. And he was able, they say, to convert St. Cyprian by his gentleness, his humility, and his patience. He never sort of flamed up against the pagan god. He always spoke in a very reasonable, quiet, calm manner, point by point, and eventually Cyprian, who was a pagan lawyer and a man of a rather wicked life but great intelligence, was converted thanks to the patience of this priest and how he very quietly, without ever humiliating him, quietly led him to the truth. He was taught of God too. Now the third example that we could choose, and there are actually many in today's saints, because we have St. Kevin of Glendalough, a great Irish saint today. But the third one that we could talk about would be Blessed John the Sinner. John the Sinner, that's a funny name for a saint, isn't it? But he was a layman who led a very good life, and his last name was Grande, big, because he was Spanish, he's from Andalusia in Spain, near Seville. And he left the world to go to become a hermit, and some people thought he was a hypocrite, and he wasn't very sincere about things. So to show his humility, he changed his name. His name was Big, and he added to the name Big Sinner, St. John el Grande Pecador, St. John the Big Sinner. And he was going to just live as a hermit, but the Holy Ghost showed him one day that's not what he was supposed to do. Because next to his hermitage, there were two tramps, bums, or hobos, who had fallen ill, and they were in a pitiable state. Well, out of Christian charity, of course, he had to look after them and nurse them and feed them and take care of them. And one thing led to another, and the Holy Ghost made it very clear to him that his vocation in life would be to nurse and to take care of others, especially the least desirable. And very often they returned his kindnesses and charity with insults and even injury. But he always persevered. He was very humble because he said, it really is true. As my name indicates, I am St. John the Big Sinner. I am John the Big Sinner. He didn't call himself a saint. He called himself a sinner. He was very humble about it. But you see, he thought he was going to do one thing in life, and the Holy Ghost made it very clear he was going to do something else. So, summer or winter, children, school or vacation, the Holy Ghost, if we pray, and you must pray every day this summer, if you don't, you all become little pagans. And who knows what could happen after that. But you say, good Christian, if you say your daily prayers, and you pray your rosary every day and put on and wear your scapular, and then if the Holy Ghost wants you to do something or not do something, you'll know about it. And you'll be able to say yes to them. They shall all of them be taught by God. Now today is the day of some sacrifices. Don't forget, it's Ember Day. And this Ember Day, we pray for two intentions. A good summer, so that we continue to be taught by the Holy Ghost in the summer. And secondly, we're praying for our future priest, Reverend Mr. Julian Larrabee. He will be ordained a priest July 1st, and he's going to be assigned to be a teacher at our school next year. So it's in your best interest to pray for him, future Father Larrabee, so that the Holy Ghost fills him with his gifts, and he is a wonderful and a holy priest. And also there's other seminarians who are having steps to the priesthood, or the minor orders summer too, and we pray for them as well. So let's pray for them and offer up some sacrifices, but most of all, may the Holy Ghost make all of us continue to be students this summer. They shall all be taught of God. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.